Unlimited, we'll know who the P2P guys are. The pirate, like excessive.
It'll be easy to spot them anyway.
Then we could just, try and sail them. It's like.
They'll be the one that I'll be sitting. I'll wake up in the morning and I'll look at my backup updating and I'll be like, it's been downloading this file for 3 hours. Who the hell put this file and take 3 hours to download on the website?
Need to give me a moment here.
Actually, I'm thinking professionals should actually have a like a $50 initial fee, so that sales agents still get a bonus for them. Because without an initial fee, sales gets minimal out of them.
Like
Only what they earn for maintaining them, basically.
We'll have to see if that fee would be a deterrent for the overall sale, though.
A little bit. I think it would be.
It might be better to get the sale than having that, because then they might be, oh, you're targeting me as a professional, like especially if they're just starting out.
A professional wouldn't be a starting out client, most likely.
Well, I guess.
They'd be somebody with an established business that sees a potential for going onto the web as well.
In that case, maybe we could.
It might make sense to have a $200 or $300 setup fee because they're most likely going to have an e-commerce account, that type of thing.
Well, to them, that'll be nothing.
But e-commerce accounts, of course, have their own initial fees and things like that.
Fuck. I will. I don't work in finances, but, well, how much? This is where, well, Steve, we could get him to cost this out, you know?
The thing is normal customers are paying $20 a month. That means that the initial part, basically the blue line there, the company gets $33 out of that. Now, on the next line, there's no initial. So the sales agent doesn't get anything, the company doesn't get anything out of that blue line. But they're paying $50 a month. That's an extra $30 a month that goes into the company that gets split up. Takes 2-3 months to equal what that initial thing was. So as much as it hurts sales, it's good for the company. We need to find a proper balance for that. Because we don't want to take away from sales. Sales should make money for doing basically anything.
Well, don't they get the percentage of the commission anyways? Of the monthly of commission?
Yeah, the upkeep commission, basically. And they'd have 24 minutes. They'd only have to have 400 of those clients. So it in itself has its own benefits because they don't need 1,000 clients. They only need 400 clients. They got more time to manage them, et cetera, et cetera.
I don't know what Scott's doing, I guess.
Trying to invent in there.
I guess we'll have to move. No? He's moving it to
He's got them right there. Okay. As long as we got a microphone, which we very well might not.
I think he's actually having vent in his room.
Check the vent, make sure nobody's on it.
At least I can do this now. Well, no one's in. All right. It might be G-Chat. So this James guy, you know him? Oh, so just, okay, sales recruit. I don't know what he could, well, see, I think this is me.
I think it's a gaming friend of Scott.
Well,
James.
Oh, yeah. He's a friend of Scott's, sort of.
Almost exactly what I said.
Yeah.
It's a gaming friend of Scott's. He's like, yeah, he did meet him in games. Now the nice thing is if we get them as a basics customer and then they upgrade to a VIP or something, we get their initial fee and we get their monthly. So that could be the sales strategy. Start everybody as a basic and then build on what we've got for their basic site. That way sales always gets that initial.
Mm-hmm.
upgrade. I like that strategy.
Upgrades.
Yeah.
Small upgrades.
Yeah.
That's it. And then they could get to VIP. Well, that's it. We already have each upgrade priced out, so.
Well, yeah, but we got to make sure that the prices are competitive and realistic. I'm the only one that made those prices. Nobody's touched them other than that. So, well, no, actually, I basically copied the Demon Man's original prices.
Maybe we can do that now.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Well, no, yeah. I mean, I'm kind of saying, let's do that. In my way.
No, it's
really. Michael.
But do we, what we're kind of be talking about could it kind of be outside their scope.
No, they're sales. They know people and what they'll spend and that type of thing and strategies for it.
You sell if you sign the NDA.
Yeah, no, and, we couldn't use them at all. Money? I'm sure.
Okay, I was like, what? You're being awfully close-minded, dude. Yeah, exactly.
No, but sales, yeah, for sure, bring them all in. Now, too bad Steve won't be in.
Steve's worked out.
Oh, no, I know. I know. He's doing 1 to 10.
Not much you can do with that.
Well.
Yeah.
I mean, we all remember shift work, right?
Yeah.
Yep, that's why we're doing this.
You know,
stay the hell out of it.
What I'm doing.
We have one of our brothers still in.
One of our brothers still in.
Yeah, I'll have it. Thanks.
Really?
What? Oh, if you want to go for it.
Oh, thanks, Alex.
Hey, the movie admissions, were they in a bag or something?
Mm-hmm. I think they're on the stove unless someone's looking.
Okay.
No!
Left
over from pushing the pizza.
That's 72 hours updated daily, you know?
For 72 minutes. It still only allocates like 2 minutes a day to update a site if you need it updated daily.
Mm. Well, like they could do a late night or an early morning email. Okay, update this.
Yeah, but it all depends how long that takes us as well. We've got 72 minutes allocated per month to do it. And it takes more than like a minute a day.
Yeah.
So yeah, he'd have to have it already formatted, pictures, all that type of thing, and boom, put that in. Okay. 10 minutes later, done. Next thing.
Nice.
But yeah. And then there's the cost for the basic changes. Basic change is $20. Advanced change is $40. Major change. Which includes SQL and critical repairs, basically, only. $100. So they call it, they say, my website is doing whatever. Fix it now. Yes, sir. $100.
Oh, okay, it's hard.
You want it done now? There, that is an option. You can pay for instant.
We have to sell them that way.
Of course.
And actually, we have to advertise it.
You can't just pre-build them here from the start.
We have to advertise it in our when they're on hold. Sign up for our.
No, that would be the packages. Response. That would be the packages type thing.
No, but say there would be a basic wall. No, we eventually will need a hotline, right, to call, right? Most of these people aren't tech savvy, they'll be battering phones.
Well, no, it'll be sales agents. The sales agents will need hotlines.
So
basically
each sale has their own customers, yeah.
They'll need cell phones.
They work directly. Skype accounts. That's where we do the corporate Skype account,
exactly.
Right, Scott? You get 10 aliases out of
one
Skype
account? Just sales, per se. There might be just sales agents.
Think about.
I'm not looking too much into the sales direction. That's
are we live?
I'll figure that out.
We should be.
Wait. Anyways, before we forget though, if we get Skype, we give them Skype. We're taking care of their phones.